Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome to another episode of Straight Talk. Spring has arrived, and that means a flurry of new activity here at the Jernigan Institute. You know, each spring, we have an annual celebration event to celebrate the work of the National Federation of the Blind, Jernigan Institute, the work that we do all across the country to change lives. This year is very special. We are celebrating the 30 years that the Federation has been right here in Baltimore, building a center of innovation, the National Center for the Blind, which of course 4 years ago we added the $20 million Jernigan Institute building to that complex. So we will be having our annual celebration event, and we're very pleased to have with us today our title sponsor for the celebration, that is the CEO of DQ Systems. We thought it would be appropriate to talk about technology since we have DQ here. And so we've also invited Ann Taylor, who is Director of Access Technology for the NFB Jernigan Institute. You know, a lot of people think that blind people can't use computers, can't send email, can't surf the internet. And there are some barriers, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But blind people do every day use technology in all forms to compete in all sorts of jobs. And one of the things we do here at the Jernigan Institute is help develop technologies and help create access to technology where it doesn't currently exist. So let's talk with our guests. Let's go meet them and let's learn more about the ways that the Federation is helping improve access and the way that blind people utilize technology. Ladies, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
Let me begin. I've sort of introduced Ann already at the beginning as our Director of Access Technology. And Ann, this is your first time on Straight Talk, so thank you for being here directing our technology initiatives here in the Institute. So it's a pleasure to have you. And but Preeti Kumar, I did not introduce you. I did introduce DQ Systems, and you are the CEO. And it is really a pleasure to have you here because, as I mentioned, DQ is our title sponsor for the 2008 celebration event. So first of all, let me thank you and DQ for your commitment to the National Federation of the Blind and our Jernigan Institute.
It is an honor and a privilege.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about technology, if we can. And a question for you. A lot of people might wonder, how do blind people use computers, technology? How is it that a blind person can manage, or maybe can they manage, the internet and email and things like that? And can you just give us a brief overview of how that happens?
Sure, absolutely. Blind individuals who wanted to use computer have various options these days. There are various types of screen access software that you can use to install on a computer. And the screen access software will render all of the textual content into speech output, and you know, by listening to the screen access software, we'll know what to do. We of course are not using mouse at any time, so any applications that are designed to be accessible on a computer has to be able to be controlled by keyboard navigation. And if you have those applications that we can access using keyboard navigation, all of the menu bar and all of the check boxes is properly labeled, then blind person can certainly use a computer. For example, if I were to be going on an internet, if I'm sitting at a computer desktop and have a screen access software installed on it, all I have to do is press letter I, and you will hear Internet Explorer. If Internet Explorer is an icon on your desktop, press enter on that, and voila, I'm on the web.
Excellent, that's excellent. So blind people are using the internet, email, and other applications on the computer every day to be productive in all sorts of jobs.
Absolutely.
And of course, a significant part of the workplace today is the internet, and that's where DQ comes in. And Preeti, maybe you can start just by telling us, what is DQ and what do you do?
Absolutely. And firstly, let me tell Anne that it's amazing. You know, you use the internet with such ease and you are a pro. I've seen you use it and you put me to shame as far as your navigational capabilities are concerned. However, there is a majority of the world, Mark, who does not realize what accessibility means. Mm-hmm. So when we talk web accessibility, which is DQ's primary focus and passion, mm-hmm. We make websites accessible. And when we go talk to people and we tell them we make websites accessible, Mark, they ask us, oh, what do you mean by accessible? Do you mean that we can reach the website? Can we ping it? Is it alive? Is mm-hmm. it up and running? So that's quite a different perception than what we really do. Mm-hmm. What we do is we make software, web sites, web applications accessible to people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. We do that using our product suite. From the enterprise level world space to the desktop for single users, RAMP, and it goes and looks at the code behind the scenes. One of the things that Anne and I have discussed often is how concerned people are about the image, the brand of their website, mm-hmm. that it must look identical to what it looks like for somebody who's sighted and for somebody who's non-sighted to be able to use it. Mm-hmm. And the reality is all the changes are taking place behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So your website will look identical before and after. And what we do is we make sure that the screen access technology used by the blind can access the code.
Excellent.
That's right. And Mark, if I may add here that the screen access software can only render the content if the content is designed properly. Mm-hmm. For example, all of the links on the website need to be properly labeled. All of the combo box need to be properly labeled, because otherwise we wouldn't know what items are we actually choosing in that combo box. If the labels are not properly put in place for these links and this edit box, as a blind computer user, I'm not going to be able to determine what action I need to take next. If I'm sitting on a link that label as image, 1, 2, 6, image, /, I wouldn't be able to know whether this is an about us link, a contact us link, or whether this is a purchase button.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Yeah. So to some extent, Preeti, what you do is help businesses drive greater business development on the internet, because you're opening up their doors, their internet doors, to more customers.
That's a good question. I mean, that's a good statement,
yeah.
And I think it is true. Mm-hmm. I think we do much more than that, though.
Okay.
Because, firstly, we are opening up their market to people with disabilities, and you're talking about the largest minority. Greater mm-hmm. than the Hispanic population in the United States of mm-hmm. America. That's quite a demographic to be going after. But we do more than that, because this is really about your brand. It's about your corporate social responsibility. It's mm-hmm. about being the greatest equalizer of this century is the internet, and making sure everybody has full access is a critical element of that. So I really don't see how a corporation can talk about corporate social responsibility and not embrace this.
Yeah, sure.
And frankly, Anne, and you will attest to this, I'm sure, the internet, in fact, has a greater or a more far-reaching impact on the lives of people who are blind than people who don't, because of the simple fact it is so much easier to go and shop online than to call a cab.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, access to information is huge,
yes.
And of course that's really what we're getting at. But some people might say, okay, but why do we have the two of you sitting here together? And of course the reason is a partnership that we've created around the National Federation of the Blind Non-Visual Web Certification Program. And we've recently had an opportunity to work together to revamp and relaunch that program to help drive a quality standard for web accessibility, a seal of approval that companies, agencies, organizations can earn, put on their website to show that they meet the highest quality standards in accessibility, that their internet doors really are open to everybody. And maybe, Anne, you can start by talking to us about the certification program, how it works, and why it's important.
Sure. Before we get into certification programs and how it works, Mark, I'd like to, people who can be listening to Straight Talk, we can assume that, you know, our audience already know what there is to know about the National Federation of the Blind, but there may be some that don't, and wondering, okay, so why is it that we have to pay attention to NFB certification seal? What is it about NFB that makes us to be the proper voice that raise the accessibility awareness within the blindness community? I think we should say that we're a membership organization. We have the most access technology initiatives of any consumer organization of the blind in this country. And allow me to underline some of these initiatives, and then we'll get into the web accessibility programs. We have the International Braille and Technology Center. This is a consumer evaluation and training center that contained $2.5 million worth of access technology products. We are the focal point between product manufacturers, end users, and professionals who want to learn more about non-visual access technology. We provide user feedback to the product manufacturers to properly improve their accessibility. We provide training to end user, and we provide also training to professionals who work in the blindness field that want to learn more about access technology. Not counting consumer evaluations, unbiased consumer evaluations of non-visual access technology product. And this is really important. There's not any other center like this in the world.
Yeah.
Other initiative that we have been participating in the past is, we advocate for ATM accessibility. And, currently, if you would walk up to an ATM machine or drive up to the ATM machine, you see Braille, you see an earphone jack, and some of the ATM out there are equipped with speech output so that blind people can perform their own transaction on the ATM independently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, we also advocate for accessible voting. Now we're getting to election season here. We have brought about, the National Federation of the Blind have brought about the awareness in accessible voting. We're really integral part of the Help America Vote Act, and you see many accessible voting machines out there that blind people can use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outlining some of these initiatives because I honestly believe that we're in the prime position to be able to guide and direct those who desire to have their website accessible. We will be able to tell them what to do and what not to do to guarantee that they would be able to achieve the most optimum usability, user-friendly features on their websites. And that, I think that's really important before we get into the program.
Absolutely, that's great, thank you.
So when the program works like this, when a company decided that it wants to apply for web certification, what the company need to do is apply through nfb.org website, and then We'll evaluate the website with WorldSpace. Pretty, I'd like for you to talk more about WorldSpace in a little bit. And we give the company the feedback on accessibility improvement that need to be made to make sure that your website is accessible and meet with the 508 standard, or if you were to be a company who's looking for other accessibility standard, we can meet that as well. And the NFB Access Technology team will then evaluate the site for user interface, get to guarantee that the site is usable by blind people. We really go beyond accessibility. We want to achieve the maximum usability. For example, you know, the website may have all of the links properly labeled, but the contents are not arranged in such a way where blind individuals can navigate to different headings quickly. We will let you know that. So the site that goes through our certification will guarantee that the website will be very, very friendly to the blind users.
That's excellent. So really two levels. One is the tools-based evaluation, but then also a real live usability
That's
test,
right.
which is very unique. I mean, it's easy to just run something through a tool, but actually knowing that it's usable and meaningful, that's really powerful.
Absolutely. And the continuous monitoring of the site throughout the year. This is a yearly renewal, automatically renewal process when you actually receive the certification. By the end of the year of the certification year, then you will be automatically renewed. But we will not let your site go by the wayside. We want to make sure that your site is stay accessible throughout the year. So DQ has provided us with a tool to continuously monitoring your site, and if we see any inaccessible element that pop up, you know, during your redesign of the website or during the changing of the contents on your website, we'll let you know that so you could automatically fix the problem right away before it become too big mm-hmm. to manage.
That's great. Preeti, did you want to talk about WorldSpace and DQ and how that fits into the certification being offered by the NFB?
Yes, I definitely think that'll help our audience, but you know, before I do that, I must say that this is like a good housekeeping seal of approval that mm-hmm. has been long absent. There is nobody in the world who is as uniquely qualified as the National Federation of the Blind to offer this certification. Mm-hmm. So until now, organizations have had no way of knowing if their websites are accessible to people mm-hmm. with disabilities
sure.
or the blind. And for the first time, the seal will give them a way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So when Anne and I started discussing this program, which was quite a while ago,
yeah.
it took a lot of planning to get it to this point. We wanted to make sure it's a streamlined process. We wanted to make sure it's an attainable goal for anybody who's interested. We wanted to give them stepping stones to get to the maximum level, but start now, don't
That's
wait.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we incorporated the tool WorldSpace, which is an automated testing tool, which goes through the source code and tells you, here's a violation or here's a potential violation, and then helps you fix it.
Mm-hmm.
It can give you the help so you can go fix it, or it can give you, you know, the actual changes themselves, now, which
mm-hmm.
is really a terrific way to get started. So mm-hmm. there is no reason people don't do this now.
That's right.
It's easy. It's simple to get started. There's no upfront cost necessarily. You can do a monthly subscription and get going with WorldSpace and make your website accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Continuous monitoring, like Anne was saying, is another great aspect because, you know, this is the seal that is going to show throughout the year to the consumers of America who are blind that you
mm-hmm.
are keeping your commitment up.
Right.
And I've used this phrase with Anne, and I think I got a good reaction from her. It is much like shampoo, rinse, and repeat. It is that simple.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get started, this is a terrific time. You can start with a silver level, which says your top 100 URLs, your top 100 pages are accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's an easy, easy goal to
Absolutely.
Achieve.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. So there's different levels to the program. Can one of you talk about those different levels and what does that mean in terms of accessibility?
Sure. As Proteus mentioned, that the silver level, which is the good entry point for anyone who want to ultimately obtain the accessibility for their website, is one, you know, top 100 URL, and the you know, you graduate to the gold level, and the gold level of the certification, that's mean everything except the aggregated content is accessible. So let's say if you have a third party content on your website that's solely controlled by the third party, you know, that is not currently accessible, but everything else is following right along with the given standard, you can certify for the gold level. And the platinum level would be then even your aggregated content on your website will be accessible. And this sound very, very big and sound very cumbersome, but as Priti has already mentioned, we have people to work with the company every step of the way. If people don't know how to make their aggregate content accessible, we have tool to help with that. We have personnel that we can guide the company through to making this aggregated content accessible. So everybody can achieve the platinum level if you have commitment and determination and see that accessibility is important, you know, mm-hmm. to everyone, then you certainly can achieve that within a very reasonable amount of time.
And frankly, I can certainly say as a blind person, it makes a great deal of difference to me if I'm shopping on the internet or want to access some information, to see that seal of approval to connect to sites through the National Federation of the Blind, knowing that I'm not going to have to struggle and play around and try to figure out what's meant by a graphic or a link.
That's right.
The fact that I can go through a website, do what I want to do, get the information I want, the products that I want, and not spend a lot of extra time trying to figure out what's what and where to go to get what I want, that's going to make certainly a difference in where I spend my dollars.
Absolutely.
And the shopping experience. So that's really tremendous.
You know, perhaps, sorry, go ahead, Anne.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to ask you, Priti, to talk about the cost, because people want to know how achievable it is technically, and they want to know how achievable it is financially.
Yeah.
And we have some promotion going on, don't we?
Oh, we absolutely do. It is a very affordable program. The website lists the pricing, and it is, frankly, a no-brainer at this point. It is in everybody's budget. We made sure of that. So you can start with a mere $750,
yeah.
Which is, you know, whether you're a large corporation like General Electric or you're a small organization, you can get signed up and pay a very nominal fee to get the certification. And, you know, Mark, you talked about just what the seal would mean to you as a blind consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You would have more confidence. But one of the most interesting aspects is that, yes, the seal helps you as a blind consumer,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot even imagine the fringe benefits that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
People are spending thousands and thousands of dollars to make their website more accessible to search engines.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
They're making it so that people on cell phones can get to their web content. Well,
right.
Guess what? What we are doing to make the site accessible to you
mm-hmm.
is precisely what is needed to make it accessible to a search engine mm-hmm. or
yeah.
to a cell phone.
Huge.
So the site benefits are just amazing.
Huge.
And so I guess if I am an American corporate citizen,
mm-hmm.
I would see no reason. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It is mom and apple pie, and there is absolutely no reason to not sign up today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great. That's great.
I also have a message for our blind viewers today.
Okay.
Which is that you need to start acting upon making sure that the corporations understand just how important this is to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a website that is inaccessible, please do make sure you contact Anne Taylor, and she will make sure you contact the right person there to get the message and your voice heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly there's a strong desire that sometimes people say, well, I mean, those people don't shop here. And, I think the more that we raise our voice, that we let people know in corporate America that accessibility is important and frankly to their benefit as much as ours, that will drive. And I think another important point that was underlined earlier is that from the perspective of the National Federation of the Blind, we want to help corporations do this.
That's right.
We want to walk hand in hand in this effort. We prefer not to beat up on people to do it, although if some believe that locking us out of access to important products or to their commerce is what they prefer to do, we'll beat on them about it. But but preferably, not to name any names, but preferably we'll walk hand in hand with them. And I think that's very unique because we're really providing them expertise that benefits them, as Preeti says, as much as mm-hmm. it benefits us. So that's mm-hmm. great. Anything else either of the two of you would like to add in terms of the Web Accessibility Program and our partnership?
Sure, Mark. I want to mention one thing. The Web Accessibility Initiative is not only designed for corporations who want to make website accessible, but we really take into consideration the needs of our members. Fellow Federationist who's listening to this Straight Talk should know that after your submission of any website for us to certify, you also can fully participate throughout the rest of the year. If you see any inaccessible element popped up on the website and you feel like this site has carried an NFB seal but yet the site has lacking in accessibility over time, you can submit a comment to me at the Access Technology Department and we'll make sure that we go and fix the site that you submit the complaint mm-hmm. for, okay? But we will investigate that complaint, though. I should let you know this, that the complaint that submit to us is valid, and we'll do what we can to resolve the situation. So I'm calling on our fellow Federationists to stay involved throughout the year.
Great.
That's very important.
Absolutely.
Great. Anything from you, Preeti?
Final words, Mark?
Yeah.
Final words are, corporations that are doing business in New York, Governor Patterson wants to get to your website too. So another incentive to get going.
You had to get political here.
Yeah. Well, it is the time of the year, is it not?
we should say that you can get to more information about the Web Accessibility Certification through our website, nfb.org. Go to Products and Technology, or of course you can always click on the Jernigan Institute.
Absolutely.
And look under Technology there. Preeti, it's been a pleasure to have you here today, and thank you again for being not only a partner, but a true collaborator and supporter by supporting us with your partnership, but also your dollars in supporting our celebration event, which benefits the Imagination Fund. So thank you. As a token of appreciation, we want to give you this NFB mug.
Thank you.
Here. And Anne, thank you, of course,
one
of our valuable staff here at the Institute for being with us. And we hope we can have both of you on again soon to talk some straight talk about technology and web accessibility.
Thank now you. You have to teach me how to read in Braille.
That's
wonderful.
That's right, yes, step two. So thank you very
you.
Much to our guests.
Thank
and
you,
thank you for thank tuning you. In to another episode of Straight Talk.
www.nfb.org 410-659-9314